The Duval County School District plans to train all principals and administrators in what's called restorative justice before the next school year. The alternative to traditional punishment is already used in many schools.
Who cares?
More than 1,500 members from nearly 40 religious congregations are gathered to push elected officials on criminal justice reforms Monday evening. Among their priorities is expanding the use of restorative justice in public schools. It involves collective decisions by victims, offenders, and their community, and it's meant to replace automatic expulsions. School Superintendent Diana Green's commitment stopped short of iCare's request to train all bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and other contracted staff.
One, we don't know, would that be additional cost to the school district to request that they have this training? Two, it's a very high turnover position.
iCare co-president Bruce Haven says if contractors aren't willing to provide the training, the school district should replace them.
They may not be the cheapest, but we don't think that our children's education ought to be farmed out necessarily just to the cheapest contract. It should be doing what's best for the kids.
Green says while she can't guarantee the contractors will get the training, she will request it. Abu Karadan, 89.9 WJCT News.